This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert failed to properly disclose her husband's cryptocurrency trades last year. CPR's Will Cornelius explains.
Annual financial disclosures released earlier this month reported that Boebert's husband, Jason, traded thousands of dollars of cryptocurrency in May 2021. Boebert should have reported this within 45 days of any trades, but she did not. And Boebert isn't the only congressperson that has failed to report financial transactions. According to Business Insider, 70 others have also failed to disclose required transactions. This includes Senator Hickenlooper and Representative Perlmutter. I'm Will Cornelius, CPR News.
A five-year investigation into violent gang activity in Pueblo has led to the conviction of more than a dozen gang members. Offenses include drug trafficking, murder, and assault. The investigation involved the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office. According to a release from the Pueblo Police Department, the arrests have led to a drop in violent crime in the city. The Douglas County School Board voted unanimously last night to send a property tax and bond measure to voters. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
What Douglas County taxpayers contribute to their local schools lags significantly behind the district's neighbors. That makes it hard to retain teachers. The $60 million property tax proposal would pay for a 9% raise for teachers and other school staff. Board member Christy Williams.
This is what our teachers and our staff deserve.
A $450 million bond would build three new schools and repair others. Board members went on record to dispel rumors saying that no bond or mill money would be used for vouchers or to arm teachers. Board policy also prohibits that. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Front Range has highs this afternoon in the 80s. This is CPR News and KRCC.